a dumb way you hurt yourself, or even worse, the dumb way you hurt someone else by accident? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Do you know, Raven, I tried to record my husband last night talking about this incident.
Okay.
And he refused to admit it happened because he thought it made him look bad.
So this is him hurting you?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay. So how did your husband hurt you?
For 10 years, I've been a loving wife. For 10 years, well, I've actually been a loving wife for 15 years, but for 10 years, I get up long before he gets up and I come here to the studio, right?
Okay, right, right.
And every morning for the last 10 years, he's sound asleep in bed and I give him a kiss on the cheek and I walk out the door, right?
Sure, sure. It's your formula. It's the way that it transpires every single day. No surprise
right.
here.
And most of the time, I don't even think he realizes that I do it because
right.
he's still, you know, he's like snoring. So the other day, this is actually last week, I go to kiss him goodbye, like I always do, and I'm rushing, and I've got all my bags and everything. And out of the corner of my eye, because it's dark in the room, I see a fist go flying, and he punches me right in the face as hard as he possibly can.
Wow.
And I was like, ah!
Right.
So I jump up and I scream.
Immediately terrified.
Yeah.
Grab your face.
And I see that he's having a bad dream, and he's like thrashing in bed. But now I need to let him know what is happening. I go,
right.
You just hit me in my face.
You just
hit me in my face.
The unsuspecting person
right.
walking by your house at 3:45 in the morning thinks there's a domestic incident going on.
So now he like kind of like rolls over. He pulls the pillow over him. And he's like,
sure. right.
And now I'm debating, do I cry? Because I'm like,
right.
it really hurts. But I know he didn't do it on purpose.
And he's not really awake.
He's not awake to
so there's nobody
feel
there
bad.
To go, oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Okay?
Right, right. So if you
all right?
if you cry, it's really just, you know, it goes out there like silence, like a tree in the woods.
And as an adult, like, you don't cry often. You know, I can't even remember the last time I cry. You
sure.
know what I mean? So I was just like, all right. And I'm like, pull it together, Anna. You got to go to work. So later I said to him, I go, you punched me when I was leaving this morning. And he goes,
yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a dream. I go, it wasn't a dream. And it was like, I couldn't believe it.
I love that he kind of remembered.
Kind
but
of
he
remembers.
Didn't, but he didn't bring it up until you did.
Oh.
That's great.
Have you ever accidentally hurt somebody by doing something dumb, or did you do it
yourself?
Just
recently, remember? Just recently, my wife was complaining about the fact that when we were playing ball with the dog in the living room, we have to play ball with the dog every single night. It's mm-hmm. part of his training, and it happens a certain time of night, right? And what we do is we throw this tennis ball back and forth on the floor, like three or four of them. To be honest, the dog is really crazy, so the game has gotten very active and intense. We're throwing these things with a velocity of like a racquetball court, right?
Yeah.
And one time she's leaning over to get one ball, but I had already thrown said tennis ball. Remember?
Yeah.
And she said, you threw the tennis ball in my eye, because she had her eye like on the floor as she's looking under the couch for another tennis ball.
You almost made her blind.
I'm telling you, she hopped up like she was like a Tasmanian devil or something like that.
Yeah, just
it spitting. Was so... Ah!
Yeah.
Screams and thrashing all over the place. And she got really upset because I didn't go, oh my God, with her.
Right.
I was just like, are you okay? Should I call a doctor?
Right.
Should we go to the emergency room?
Right.
I mean, she was very, very, very dramatic. But I have no doubt that it hurt. But, you know, the next day she could see. That's all I'm saying.
I think that there's almost nothing. Are you rather hurt yourself than hurt somebody else by accident?
Because, well, you don't want to hear their complaints. They're belly aching.
Well, right. And you feel bad. The other thing.
Oh, there's that too, I
right,
guess.
Except my husband doesn't feel bad because he still insists it didn't happen. 1-800-330-9999. What's the dumb way you hurt yourself? Or even worse, the dumb way you hurt someone else? It's Anna and Raven. He hit me so hard right in the face. And I can't even get mad at him because he was dead asleep.
Maybe it's Anna and Raven. Say that part at the front side of that.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. What's a dumb way that you hurt yourself or you hurt somebody else? It's Anna and Raven. This comes up. My husband, like, I always kiss him goodbye in the morning, but he's sound asleep. 10 years I've been coming to this job, and I've been leaving long before he ever wakes up. Never had this issue. The other day, it boom!
Not once with a black eye.
He was having a bad dream, and it made me feel so, like, didn't know what to do because I wanted to be mad at him, but how can you be mad at him because he didn't do it on purpose,
Well, at
right?
least my wife was awake when I threw that tennis ball at her face.
Right.
But I was throwing it for the dog.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the dumb way you hurt yourself, or worse, somebody the way you hurt somebody else by accident?
The same way that Anna actually hurt herself when I was 8 years old. I went to give my dad a kiss goodnight, and he smacked me dead in the chest and blew out all the air out of me.
Yeah. Wow. When you're eight and you get an impact like that, yeah, it'll knock the wind out of you and across the room.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often, because like when you're asleep and you have no control and you're having dreams, like I'm surprised it took this many years for this to happen, to be honest.
I mean, I got to tell you guys, I've never punched anybody in the face in my sleep. I mean, at least that I recall, obviously, but maybe you guys got to talk to your family.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the dumb way you hurt yourself, or even worse, the dumb way you hurt somebody else by accident?
Oh, boy. I was taking a shower, and I got out of the shower to dry up, and I went flying. I slipped on the rug, on the floor, because my husband had taken the rugs out, and I didn't realize it. And I went flying, and my arm went into the toilet bowl with my fingers sticking up in the air, and I couldn't even pull my arm out. I broke my wrists in two places.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'm laying on the floor naked, right, and I'm trying to get up, and I realized I broke two toes.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Yeah, you know, bathroom accidents, like the shower thing when there's no mat in there or whatever, is the worst, because there's nothing worse than falling down and getting hurt when you're naked.
Exactly.
When you are nude, you just feel so much more pathetic when it happens.
Right.
And like, you know, I mean, it's exactly. You got out of the hot water, now it's cold. I mean, thank God you didn't have one of those blue tabs in the toilet on top of it. Then your arm would have been stained along with broken fingers.
Your toilet broke your wrist. Like, that is
right.
Awful.
I'm mad at you, toilet.
Yeah. Huh? Anna and Raven, how did you hurt yourself or the dumb way you hurt somebody else?
I accidentally stabbed myself in the leg.
Stab yourself.
I had this it was upsetting. I had this little keychain that looked like a pocket knife.
Yep.
And you know when it's at a 45-degree angle, you kind of just flick it open?
Oh, my God.
So I was at the movies with my boyfriend, and I was trying to be annoying, so I went to flick it open. I'm like, don't mess with me. And before I flicked it, he elbowed me, and he's like, stop bothering me, and I stabbed myself in the leg.
So you're playing with a switchblade in the movies to be annoying to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... yeah, I mean, it's a really small
switchblade.
I'm just, you know.
And he's like, no, you stabbed yourself with a toothpick. And I'm like, no, you stabbed yourself.
Yeah.
That's called karma. That's actually how that works.
We had a girl that had one of those keychains that looked like a cat head, but was really actually like a spiked killer weapon there.
Yeah.
And I would always be like, how do you carry these? Because if you're going to sit on them at some point, you're going to end up in the ER. But wow, thank you for sharing.
I thought she was going to be like, I came open in my pocket or something like that.
I was walking with a knife and then I fell or something like that. No.
She was like, no, I was threatening
my
husband.
I'm harassing my boyfriend. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
1-800-330-9999. What's the dumb way you hurt yourself, or worse, you hurt somebody else? Oddly, makes me feel better that so many people have these stories. It's Anna on Raven. What's the dumb way that you hurt yourself, or even worse, the dumb way you accidentally hurt somebody else? My husband accidentally punched me in the face when we were sleeping.
He was
sound asleep. Does it happen?
Yeah.
Because it's never happened before, and it was the first time.
I mean, it's happened with a couple callers here right now.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I wasn't aiming for my wife's eyeball when that tennis ball hit her in the face, but it's just a friendly game of ball with the dog.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what's the dumb way you accidentally hurt yourself, or even worse, the dumb way you accidentally hurt somebody else?
Okay, this was a while ago. My kid was 6 years old. He was being annoying in the car, and that was just happenstake. When we went to go into the house, he opened the door, and I tripped and shoved the back of him so hard he went flying into the living room.
Mm.
And he thought I was that mad at him that I shoved him.
And he probably still believes it.
Right.
He said it wasn't that serious, and he ran upstairs.
And on Raven, how did you accidentally hurt yourself, or worse, accidentally hurt somebody else?
Well, I actually hurt myself. I was 16 years old working in the deli, and I was making myself my own lunch, and I was slicing roast beef, and I kind of sliced my thumb.
Oh, God, I was waiting for it to come. I knew it was coming. I'm a restaurant kid, so like, you know, my parents own restaurants, and those kitchen accidents are the worst. They're so nasty.
Yep.
Here's the question. Did you stay at work and finish? Or did you go to the hospital?
You
got to
finish. You got to finish. Put the duct tape on it.
No, they gave me my piece of finger in a little cup and sent me to the emergency room.
Oh.
And the guy that was helping me almost passed out.
Oh, God. They put her finger in a cup. They're like, here's this solo red cup.
That's right. Give her one of the water cups, not one of the big ones.
And on Raven, how'd you accidentally hurt yourself, or worse, the dumb way you hurt somebody else?
So funny. So about 2 o'clock in the morning years ago, I'm sound asleep and I heard a little noise and I turned over in bed and saw my husband, who was like leaning over me, hissing. And without even thinking, I just shot him, punched him straight in the jaw, and he just turned over and went right back to sleep.
Well, I hope he's learned his lesson.
He has.
Good.
And Ann Raven, what's that dumb way you hurt yourself or hurt somebody else?
So if somebody tries to wake me up, I swing, and I've knocked my brother out because he went to shake me to wake me up. And I backfisted him. It doesn't help that I was trained in karate. So if you wake me up, I knock you out.
Right. See, that's the thing is, you were kind of asleep, but you kind of made a conscious decision. You kind of did.
Well, she's just trained in the art of martial arts.
No. That ain't no wax on, wax off. She thought she was being attacked. She said she was annoyed.
Oh, Cobra
Kai. She delivered a strike.
What is that? Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
That's right.
Yep.
Woo!
What's that dumb way that you hurt yourself, or even worse, the dumb way you accidentally hurt somebody else? 1-800-330-9999. It's next with Anna and Raven. The dumb way you hurt yourself, or even worse, the dumb way you accidentally hurt somebody else. It's Anna and Raven.
We were just talking about the fact that I've fallen off a stage before. You make an announcement or something like that. Have you ever fallen off a stage?
I fell off an altar. I was the matron of honor at one of my best friend's weddings. And I went to go fix her train right before the vows. My heel got stuck in the dress that I was wearing, which was like a gown, and I rolled down the stairs.
So not only did you fall, but you actually had your hands on the bride when it took place?
Yeah, and her, Gabby and Seth, they looked right over their shoulder down at me.
And watched you roll away.
They started laughing, and the whole church gasped. And the priest goes, "Are you okay?" I go, I'm good. But I wasn't okay. I was just in my ankle.
Carry on, right.
What's the dumb way you hurt yourself or hurt somebody else? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi. Yeah, some years ago, we were laying in bed. We're both sleeping. And my husband said, "I hear something." And we were looking out the window. He thought somebody was breaking into his truck. We looked out the window. We both looked out the window, but we had to keep the light shut so we could look outside because it was nighttime. We both stood up at the same time. I couldn't see him, and he couldn't see me, and we bumped heads so hard, it knocked me back down on the bed, and it turned out that he was talking in his sleep. He wasn't even awake.
Wait a minute, so you had a whole cohort operation going where you were looking for somebody that was outside stealing a car, and he was sleepwalking, and you were just going along with it?
Yeah.
This is like the making of one of those M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Or a skit on SNL.
Yeah, but headbutts hurt when you headbutt somebody by accident. And on Raven, how did you accidentally hurt yourself or hurt somebody else?
When I was younger, I used to clean the house, and so I cleaned the kitchen, and the kitchen has tiles on it. And I love to listen to music as well. So I'm mopping and I'm dancing and I fell on my back.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And tile, there's no give in tile. Mm. There's no give whatsoever. Oh. It's not like falling on the carpet. It's not like falling in the lawn. It's merciless.
Yeah, thank God I was okay, but yeah.
And Ann Raven, how's that dumb way you hurt yourself or hurt somebody else?
Mom of the year right here. I was trying to carry my 2-year-old into my house. But I had an arm full of groceries and, you know, of course I was rushing because I was running late and I smashed his head into the front door.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Like the hangover. Bong.
I know. I keep replaying it in my head. I mean, he hit it. It was that silent scream and then he started crying like I have never heard before. Mm. It was just, I was so scared. I just brought him to the emergency room, you know, and then he was fine, thank God, and I had to monitor him for a concussion, but he had an egg on his forehead, and I just felt so bad.
Oh, man.
Like there's nothing worse. Yeah. When you hurt your kids, it is the worst feeling in the world. You feel like you have failed as a parent. It is the worst.
Well, I mean, she ran his head into a door.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, you're...
Sometimes that just happens. Oh. That's not a failure when it happens.
Yeah, but I get it, because here, it's like me walking in from the car. I got the toddler, Dakota. She's on my hip. I've got, like, 4 bags in my arms.
And
like,
you swing her head into the door jam?
Well, you're just trying to get in the house.
Well, that's a failure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have plenty of other times to make up for it.
No.
But yes, at that moment right there, that is a failure.
It's all right, Mama. You just do the best you can. Our job is just to try.
How do you think that kid's going to take it when you tell them about that down the road?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
It's not going to go well. We'll just say that.
No, we'll just never mention it ever again.
It could explain some things. You'll see it in the behavior and you'll wonder, did I do that?
I rolled off the changing table when I was a baby.
Yeah.
And to this day, I believe that's why I'm not good at math.
That's right.
I blame it on my mom. Like, you're supposed to stand there. Right. Where'd you go?